शुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। अंग श्यामलिंग छटाभिरभितो मन्दिकृतेन्दीवरं जाटं जागुदरोचि संविदधतं पट्टम्बरश्च श्रिया बिन्दारण्य निवासिनं हृदेन सत्तामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्द निवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेम दामोदरं। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जुवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नयमाम चरणन्तिके। In this Kartik month, you know, Kartik month is very, very sacred. So many pastimes, almost all prominent pastimes of Krishna took place in this month. Great, great Acharya, like Madhvacharya and others, they have also taken birth. Some, like our Gurudev, disappearance day in Kartik month. Today, very sacred day, birthday of appearance day of Prapujya Charan Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. You know that Prabhupada has given him sannyas and kept name Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar. Also at the time of departure of Srila Prabhupada, he ordered Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj that, oh, you should sing
Sri
Rupa Manjari Pada. The best Kirtaniya were told to do Kirtan, but Prabhupada told, no, I want to hear from him. So anyhow he told that Kirtan, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Also, though Prapujya Charan Sridhar Goswami Maharaj was junior, so much junior than my Gurudev, and he took sannyas from Prabhupada, but my Gurudev took sannyas from him in Katwa Gram. On the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He has written so many very, very good stava stotra, especially Sujanar Budaradita Pad Yugam Ityadi. All sing this song. Also he has written one stav.
Prema Dhamma Deva Stotra.
Was a very good philosopher and also writer. So today, after glorifying him, we will do aarti of Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Swami, and then give Pushpanjali, but after our classes, in the end. I request Padmanabha Maharaj to glorify him.
Coming down through our Rupa Guru Varga. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was born in a very elevated Brahmin family in West Bengal, in Papaniya, this town of Papaniya, in Bardhaman district of West Bengal. And from his early childhood, he showed very great aptitude for Sanskrit language, and he showed very great ability to learn very quickly all subject matters. He was a divine genius personality. In his university days, he was actually very much attracted to the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was less interested in his studies. He always used to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. But even though he did not apply himself to his studies as so many of the other students did, in university he was studying law in the British universities of that time, and even he passed with in first positions in his class of students, while other students who studied very diligently, they failed. And so this divine genius kind of personality, later when he came to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, well, he composed some of the most beautiful Sanskrit poetry, glorifying many of the personalities in our disciple succession. He wrote different ashtakams, different prayers, and as Srila Gurudev mentioned, he wrote 72 verses of a very wonderful poetical song glorifying the entire life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 72 verses of Sanskrit poetry that resembled the same meter that Srila Rupa Goswami had utilized in some of his poetry. It was called Prema Dama Deva Sutra. And amongst his godbrothers, he became known as a very great preacher of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Especially even after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, many godbrothers came to him to associate with him and hear from him. This also includes my beloved Diksha Gurudev, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who associated with Srila Sridhar Maharaj for more than 10 years, very intimately. And he himself told that I consider Sridhar Maharaj to be my Sikh Guru. Other personalities, like Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, he also accepted Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj as his Sikh Guru, and wrote very beautiful offerings of Vyasa Puja to him. So many godbrothers considered that Srila Sridhar Maharaj had comprehended the teachings of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and the entire line of Rupanuga Guru Varga. As Srila Gurudev mentioned, at the time of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in those final hours, he called to his bedside. He was surrounded by so many of his intimate disciples, and he personally requested that Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj should sing the very elevated song of our Guru Varga, which describes the be-all and end-all of all of our aspirations, the song of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Rupa Vanjari Pada. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to sing that song, he was not a very prominent kirtaniya. Generally others who had very talented, beautiful singing voices, they would sing kirtan. And one of them was Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. At that time he was brahmachari. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to sing, then he was hesitating somewhat. He felt a little bit of hesitation, but he went on singing. And then the godbrothers
who were there,
Hare Krishna. And then the god brothers who were there, they selected Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj to sing in his place because he was a very talented kirtaniya. Even he used to sing on the radio programs at that time. So he began to sing this song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, and Srila Sri Ramaraj stopped singing. But at that time, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he told them, no, I want to hear Sridhar Maharaj sing this song. And then again, he began to sing that song. Srila Puri Maharaj has told that story. And it was felt by the disciples present in the room that Srila Prabhupada was giving some very special favors, some special blessings to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and giving him this divine entrance into the service of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari. So, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, even during the time of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a very prominent preacher, and he helped to establish so many different mutts throughout India. The Delhi Mutt, Kurukshetra, Madras Mutt, Bombay Mutt, and he did very extensive preaching in each one of those places. Srila Srinivas was a very straightforward speaker, and he used to convince people, not by just simply trying to ask them for donations to help the building projects, but he would go and he would preach very solid Siddhanta to them. And by this Siddhanta, oh, they would become convinced and automatically they would want to help the mission. Srila Sridhar also tells the story that when he was in Bombay, around the early or mid-30s, just before the time of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, at that time, he was trying to help to start the temple, the Gaudiya Mutt temple in Bombay. And our Guru Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, at that time known as Abhai Charanaravinda Prabhu, he was also there and he was in his household life doing business. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj teamed up with him and one other, Bhakti Sarangi Goswami Maharaj, and they made a threesome to go preaching. Srila our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he introduced to all of his different clients and business associates. So he would introduce these two sannyasis. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he would preach to the person. And then Bhakti Sarangi Goswami Maharaj would canvass for the donation. And in this way, they had a very effective preaching party, and they helped to establish the Gaudiya Mutt there. Also, Srila Sridhar Maharaj tells the story that while he was in Bombay there, at that time, the first preacher who had been sent to the western countries by Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta was Bhakti Hridoy Bon Maharaj. He had spent a couple of years preaching in Germany and in England. And when he returned back, he first of all landed there in Bombay. So, because he came by ship. And when he was being greeted there, so Srila Sridhar Maharaj was there, and also our Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And when they greeted Bhag Maharaj, they wanted to sit him down in the room to ask him so many questions. Because this was the historical first time that any Gaudiya Mutt preacher had ever gone to the Western world. And naturally, our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that was the mission given to him by Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And even Srila Sridhar Maharaj had also been asked to also go to the West, but later that order was changed. So both of them, being very erudite in the English language, now they wanted to hear from the lips of the first preacher who had gone there to the West to represent the teachings of our Guru Varga. So they sat him down in a room and they began to ask so many questions. And when Bon Maharaj, at that time, Srila Bon Maharaj began to explained that the people in the Western countries, they're very interested in philosophy, but they also don't just immediately accept. There are many conceptions that they have to first of all absorb, and they ask so many different, very complicated questions that practically very difficult to answer. So then Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he asked them, "Oh, what questions they are asking?" And then Bhan Maharaj began to mention a couple of these different questions. And as he mentioned each question, each philosophical point, Srila Sridhar Maharaj immediately gave the perfect siddhantic answer, perfectly clear conceptual answer to that question. And one by one, all the questions were eliminated. And then our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, at that point, he stood up in the room and he made a declaration and he said, "Today, Europe has been conquered by Asia." So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he had this renown that he was so expert in perfectly, clearly giving the teachings of our disciplic line. And after the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was also joined with our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, when he began his preaching mission of Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. But after some time, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he wanted to have his own place, so Param Gurudev also helped him to get a piece of land in Navadvipdam. And he established there, Srila Sridhar Maharaj established the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And in that place, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, he said, "This was the place where my heart seva began." Actually, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he always, although he was such a powerful and prominent preacher, but he said about him from his own self that my nature was always a backward pushing man. He used this term. Backward pushing man. In other words, he didn't like to come in prominent position. Even some persons, in fact our own Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj mentioned that he also wanted to make Srila Sridhar Maharaj an acharya of a new movement. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj's nature actually was to be in the background. And when he started Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, from there, he explained, I heard Srila Sridhar Maharaj personally explaining once that his own Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very, very forceful in his preaching mission, and he wanted that all of his disciples would very vigorously continue his preaching mission, that that they would be fully engaged and fully absorbed in the propagation of the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, he mentioned that his nature was a little bit different than his Guru Maharaj's nature, because his nature was to also go very internal in his study, in his worship. So therefore he said that this Chaitanya Saraswat Math, it was his own way of joining together the necessity of his own heart and also the desire of his Guru Maharaj that he would preach extensively. So from there, Srila Sridhar Maharaj used to go to Calcutta, he used to preach there, and he used to visit with our Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And over that 10-year period, he used to discuss very deep Tattva Siddhanta with our Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj when he was still in his household life. And our Srila Swami Maharaj told later on, in the early 70s, when he was in Mayapur and he was introducing to his new Western disciples, he was introducing his godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. So he introduced him to all of his godbrothers, to his disciples, and he said, "This is my very intimate godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, whom I accept even as my Sikha Guru. Many years I spent hearing Siddhanta from him. And Krishna, I consider that Krishna liked him to prepare me. So in other words, he admitted that his preaching mission in the Western countries of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, it was given so much push and so much inspiration by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. Later, when our Srila Swami Maharaj came to Mathura and stayed there for such a long period with our Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj and took sannyas from Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj, then later on he began to live at Radha Damodar Temple. And there, he also kept one photo on his altar in the Radha Damodar Temple of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, considering him to be his Siksha Guru. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after the disappearance of our own spiritual master in 1977, before he disappeared, he also mentioned to his disciples that my godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, you can go to him for guidance. So after the disappearance of our Srila Swami Maharaj, many of his prominent leader disciples of ISKCON, they went to him and they asked him many, many different Siddhantic questions. And for so many years, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he tried to give proper guidance, proper enlightenment to all of these Western devotees. And for some time they took his advice. But after some time, because of immaturity and misunderstanding, they did not understand who this divine personality is, and they distanced themselves from him. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he went on, continuing to help all Western devotees that came to him, all different disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj, and newer devotees who came in the line of Srila Swami Maharaj. And for many, many years after the disappearance, for more than 10 years, almost 11 years, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he gave so many discourses, so many beautiful darshans, and he enlightened the whole, practically speaking, he covered the whole Siddhanta of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Many of those conversations were turned into literatures and books. And those books have been translated into languages throughout the world. And now, all throughout the world, there are actually thousands of devotees who have never met physically Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but they've read his books, and they have been so much moved and helped in their spiritual life. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he is a very great figure in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, who has shown complete dedication to this line of Rupa Nunga Guru Varga. And in the same way, in this same line, our Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, he is a living example of all the teachings. When I came after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, I had heard so many of his teachings, and especially I had heard about his description of the ultimate prayojan of our Guru Varga, that which was shown by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, how the service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, this is our ultimate goal of life, this is our prayojan. And so after hearing and understanding to some extent these conceptions, then when I came into the association some years after of our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, then I saw the living example of the Rupa Nuga Vaishnava who Srila Sridhar Maharaj had always been talking about. All the qualities, all of the realizations, and the demonstration in his life of all of this mood of Radha Dasyam and directing the whole world towards this highest teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So now I understand that there is a divine link between these three personalities who have given these teachings to the whole world. Our Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj laid the foundation. Then Srila Sridhar Maharaj came and gave essential teachings, especially in Abhideya Tattva and Sharanagati, how we can approach this process. And to complete that whole conception, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, he is giving the full, complete Rupa Nuga conception and all the transcendental literatures that will be needed for generations and hundreds of years to come. So if anyone tries to separate these three personalities from one another by saying, oh, one is teaching something but he's contradicting, oh, he says something but this is different than him, they don't understand anything. They should study very carefully the teachings of these personalities, and then they will clearly see they are all Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. They are all in the Gaudiya Saraswat line of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. They are giving the conceptions of Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, and they are pure Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. So on this holy appearance day of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Srila Maharaj, I am begging for a particle of dust from his lotus feet so that I can enter into that realm by his causeless mercy of this mood of Radha Dasyam, and I can serve the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
Now, Prabhu, you should very good. Oh, you can come here. Sit down here.
The crowd.
Transmitted to others.
What is the nature of that faith? That faith comes from saranagati, surrender. Surrender to the will of the Absolute. The Absolute manifests Himself within our hearts as the Super Soul, the Super Subjective. That fine Super Subjective existence can come down to this gross plane. But we should not try to make Him the object of our sensual inspection. And we should bear in mind the fact that our experience here in this mortal world is inadequate to make any real judgment or to fully understand that higher super-subjective existence. So surrendering, and not by any other means, by developing our negative side, we're able to draw the Lord's attention to our paltry selves. But we have no right to think that He will come within our grasp by our will. That is not possible. You see, absolute independence, absolute freedom, and absolute initiative is there in Him. So how can we have His divine connection? Only by intense prayer. My Lord, I am needy. I hanker for Your divine connection. Our prayer may reach that plane and He may fulfill our need. A connection with the Absolute is possible. Only through intense prayer and devotion. The negative can attract the positive. That capacity is certainly there. The negative can attract the positive, so surrender, devotion, a serving temperament, and offering everything to the Lord has got its intrinsic value. It is not assertive, it is dependent. And in the absolute realm, it's got some real value. And it will not go unrecognized. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord says, although I am free, I still feel subordinate to my devotees' affection. My devotees offer everything to me and expect nothing in return without my sanction. Although constitutionally I am free, still their devotion, attachment, affection captivates me. Attracted by my devotees' love, I offer myself at their behest. We want affinity and intimacy with Gurudev because it is He who has the connection with the center, with the substance. If I can maintain a bona fide relationship with Gurudev, then ultimately I will get Krishna. In a bona fide negative position, the jeev has got a chance to draw the Lord's attention to me. But presently, most of us are outside of that realm. We can only enter that realm of dedication with Gurudev. You see, every atom of one's spiritual body is the negative for every atom of the positive. Every atom of the absolute potency is crying to be united with the corresponding atoms of the potent Himself. Radha and Krishna comprise the negative and positive represented wholesale. One is beauty personified and another is absorbing that beauty and distributing it to others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is both negative and positive combined. He is Krishna in the mood of Radha, searching for himself, both positive and negative. Sri Shankar and others say that this combination produces equilibrium, but in Vaishnava philosophy, this equilibrium is positive Sri Krishna is searching for the negative Sri Radha, serving his own positive self. This is Sri Chaitanya Dev personified, and we will be able to understand this according to the intensity of our faith is the only instrument by which the finite can measure the infinite. All other methods are futile, useless. Faith is the widest substance within us. Faith is nothing vague. Faith can carry a tangible position within us. When we disconnect from all other phases of knowledge and experience, then we shall live in the plane of when all the wealth of our experience, the whole world of our experience finally retires and wholesale dissolution ensues, then we shall find fate is there, dutifully attending us. This is the innate nature of the soul, and it is fundamental. And faith is never treacherous. The dissolution of the body, mind, and senses absorbed in the world of experience will take us nowhere.
For the benefit of those outside.
all parts of the negative aspect, the mother negative, the center negative, can transmit this sort of faith and joy. Shraddha. Faith is an unusual substance that should be understood in depth. I wrote a poem. I wrote a poem some time ago that I want to share with you now, and I hope that you find it to be appropriate. It's entitled, I Rhapsodize. I see your eyes, then rhapsodize. Ring the fantasize love's joys. Beloved one, my celestial son, two beauteous forms I see. Your lovely face is majestic grace. When will you notice me? You frolic in a grove so sweet, it swoons beneath his tender feet. Your hearts invite a moonlit night. He sings to you in play. It makes you sigh, it makes me cry. In daylight hours, the tears like showers won't stop a going. If you would share in my despair, a fleeting glance by me. That blue-black carol did melt your heart, well, that's for sure, he's made you his forevermore. Now I believe. That precious vision of my sight.
Still.
Now, I will wait. That precious vision time itself did take. I'll rhapsodize about your eyes and fantasize love's joys.
Shri Goswami Maharaj ki jai.
अभी आप लोग प्रपद्य चरण श्री श्रीमद भक्ति रक्षा सिद्धार्थ गोस्वामी महाराज जी के चरित्र के संबंध में सुन रहे थे. इन लोगों ने बहुत कुछ बतलाया. वो बंगाल में नवद्वीप के निकट ही किसी गांव में ब्राह्मण कुल में जन्मे थे. बहुत धनी तो नहीं किंतु साधारण परिवार में जन्मे थे. बचपन से ही बड़ी कुशाग्र बुद्धि थी. क्लास में सब समय फर्स्ट आया करते थे और थोड़े दिन में संस्कृत के भी स्कॉलर हुए और फिर कलकत्ता में लॉ पढ़ने के लिए गए. और उसी समय में श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी के ठाकुर के संबंध में कुछ प्रभुपाद जी के शिष्यों से सुना. एक दिन वही मायापुर में महाप्रभु गुरु महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद से मिलने आए. गेट में प्रवेश करते ही उन्होंने देखा एक सफेद कुर्ते में और धोती में एक ब्रह्मचारी चेयर पर बैठा है. टेबल पर दोनों पैरों को इस तरह से कर रहा है और कुछ ध्यान मग्न हो रहा है. देखा एक लंबे चौड़े सन्यासी आकर के उनको प्रणाम किया, फिर उनके निकट जाकर के कुछ कहा और वो उसी पोज में उनको कुछ बतलाया और फिर वो सन्यासी उनको प्रणाम करके ब्रह्मचारी को फिर चले गए। श्रीधर स्वामी जी ने देखा उस समय रामानंद ब्रह्मचारी नाम था शायद, रामानंद भट्टाचार्य जी। ननका जी ये ऐसा कौन ब्रह्मचारी है जो सफेद कपड़े में है, चेयर पर बैठा है और बड़े बड़े सन्यासी लोग उसको प्रणाम कर रहे हैं और उसी तरह से उत्तर देता है, वो सन्यासी भी उस ब्रह्मचारी को प्रणाम करके जा रहा है। लोगों से पूछा जे ये ब्रह्मचारी कौन है, तो उन्होंने कहा जैसे ये विनोदियारी ब्रह्मचारी जी हैं, इन्होंने ही मायापुर को मायापुर बनाया, नहीं तो मियापुर लोग कहते थे, और यहीं पर मुसलमानों का कब्रगाह हटा करके और उसको बगीचा सुंदर बनाया और मुसलमानों को शासन किया, तब प्रभुपाद जी का यहाँ पर प्रचार हुआ। ऐसा सुन करके वे उनके प्रति बहुत श्रद्धालु हुए, ते प्रभुपाद से मिले, उनके विचार सुना और सुन करके कॉलेज छोड़ दिया, लॉ कॉलेज छोड़ करके पक्के ब्रह्मचारी हो गए। कुछ दिनों के बाद में प्रभुपाद जी ने उनको संन्यास दिया और नाम रखा श्री भक्ति रक्षा श्रीधर श्रीधर स्वामी। इसके बाद में प्रभुपाद जी ने उनको प्रचार के लिए भेजा मद्रास में, जहाँ पर अंग्रेजी के लोग समझते हैं, वहाँ पर बम्बई में, हरिद्वार में और ऐसे ऐसे स्थलों में वो जाते थे और ब्रह्मचारियों को सन्यासियों को साथ लेकर के वहाँ पर प्रचार करते थे। इस प्रकार से प्रभुपाद के समय में बहुत जगहों में उन्होंने प्रचार किया। एक समय की बात है कि प्रभुपाद के जितने सन्यासी लोग थे उन्होंने भिक्षा करना बंद कर दिया। उन्होंने कहा प्रभुपाद को लेकर के हम भिक्षा देते हैं और वो सब रुपये वो तीर्थ महाराज जिस समय नाम था कुंज बिहारी विद्याभूषण को सब रुपये दे देते हैं और वो घर भेज देता है और वहां पर अपना घर बनाता है, बाल बच्चों को पढ़ाता लिखाता है, इंग्लैंड भेजता है, इसलिए बंद कर दिया। श्रीधर महाराज जी से भी उन लोगों ने कहा, तो एक दिन श्रीधर महाराज जी भी प्रभुपाद के पास में गए और बोले ये ब्रह्मचारी लोग कहते हैं, ठीक कहते हैं, ये सब रुपया पैसा अपने कुंज बिहारी को देते हैं और ये अपने घर में पालन पोषण के लिए भेजते हैं। कुंज बिहारी प्रभुपाद जी के सेक्रेटरी थे, वही मठ की देखा रेख देख सुन करते थे, किंतु प्रभुपाद जी का कुछ पैसा लेकर के और घर भेजते थे। इन्होंने जब प्रभुपाद जी से कहा तब उन्होंने कहा तुम्हारा भी कपाल तुम्हारो कपाल पूरे छे, क्या तुम्हारा है दुर्भाग्य है, तुम ये नहीं सोचते हो कि एक यदि हम कर्मचारी रखते हैं मैनेजमेंट के लिए तो कितना हजार रुपया देना पड़ता और ये सबका मैनेजमेंट कर रहा है, इसको कुछ रुपये दे देने में हानि क्या है, और दूसरी बात तुम लोग क्या पैसे के लिए रुपये के लिए मठ छोड़ घर छोड़ करके आया, समझ रहे हो, क्या तुम लोग घर बार छोड़ा रुपये पैसे के लिए न भक्ति के लिए, हम तुम लोग को भक्ति दे रहे हैं उसको पैसा दे रहे हैं, कौन बड़ा हुआ, ये समझ में नहीं आता है तुम लोगों का, दुर्भाग्य है तुम लोगों का, एक आदमी को हम पैसा दे करके वंचित करते हैं और तुम लोग को शुद्ध भक्ति देते हैं। ऐसा सुन करके ये उनको प्रणाम किए, बोले जैसे अब हम ऐसा नहीं कहेंगे। प्रभुपाद जी के अपरख हो जाने के बाद में वहां मठ में, गौड़ीय मठ में बहुत सी गड़बड़ियां हुई। अंत में प्रभुपाद के जितने सीनियर सन्यासी थे सबको मठ छोड़ देना पड़ा। यहां तक कि गुरु महाराज जी और प्रभुपाद के सीनियर एकांत सेवा करने वाले कम से कम 30-40 लोगों को जेल में जाना पड़ा। जालसाजी के केस में जिन्होंने मर्डर किया है, एक आदमी नारियल के पेड़ से गिर गया, मर गया, और उन्होंने इंजाम लगाया कि इन लोगों ने गिरा है और मारा है, जेल में गए। यद्यपि जेल में कुछ नहीं हुआ किंतु सभी भी जेल में गए और फिर वहां से आकर के गौड़ीय मठ को छोड़ करके गुरु महाराज जी के साथ में 50-60 प्रभुपाद के शिष्य है। श्रीधर महाराज जी भी उनमें से एक थे। गुरु महाराज जी ने गौड़ीय वेदांत समिति कलकत्ते में स्थापन की और उसमें भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी भी थे। इसके बाद में नवदीप में एक सेंटर खोला गया, देवानंद गौड़ीय मठ, एक किराए के मकान में पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज जी उनके साथ रहते थे। किंतु ठीक से मैनेजमेंट जरा नहीं करते थे, जानते नहीं थे उतना जैसा। उन्होंने गुरु महाराज जी को कहा, जो आप संन्यास लेकर के यदि प्रचार करें तो विश्व का कल्याण होगा, और हमारे लिए कुछ जमीन यहीं पर व्यवस्था कर दीजिए, हम वहीं पर रह करके एकांत में भजन करेंगे, हमसे प्रचार नहीं होगा। तो उस समय गुरु महाराज जी ने एक जमीन खरीद करके कोलेर डांगा में दे दी, जो अभी गौड़ीय सारस्वत
चैतन्य सारस्वत
चैतन्य सारस्वत मठ उसका नाम रखा गया, और उसमें रह करके भजन करने लगे। गुरु महाराज जी उनसे संन्यास लेकर प्रतिवर्ष पूज्यपाद बामन महाराज, पूज्यपाद द्रिविक्रम महाराज और मुझको, तीनों आदमियों को साथ लेकर के प्रतिवर्ष उनके यहाँ जाते और वहां उन लोगों से भक्ति की बातें होती, जिसको सुनने के लिए बहुत प्रभुपाद के जितने भी बड़े बड़े साधु सन्यासी थे वो सब लोग वहां पर आते थे। तरह तरह के विचार होते थे प्रतिवर्ष। गुरु महाराज जी के अप्रगट होने के बाद भी मैं प्रतिवर्ष इन ब्रह्मचारियों को साथ लेकर और पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज जी के पास में जाता था। मैं प्रश्न करता था बहुत, और बड़े प्रसन्न होकर के हमारे प्रश्नों का उत्तर वो दिया करते थे। वे उन्होंने ही वो अपनी कथा जो मायापुर में गए थे और गुरु महाराज जी को दिखाता, उन्होंने ही हमको ये सब बातें बतलाई थी पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज जी ने। तो हम लोग भी उनके पास में जाते थे और उनसे हरि कथा सुनते थे। मैं कुछ आश्चर्यचकित हुआ कि मैं जो ब्रह्म गायत्री की व्याख्या करता हूं, ब्रह्म गायत्री की जो व्याख्या करता हूं उसमें भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि, भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि, भर्ग माने तेज, तेज माने शक्ति, शक्ति माने श्रीमती राधिका जी, कृष्ण की शक्ति है, वही गायत्री देवी है उनका नाम। उन्हीं का हम ध्यान करते हैं, जिस प्रकार से हम व्याख्या करते हैं पीछे हमने सुना जे वो अभी ऐसे ही व्याख्या करते थे। एक लाइन में ही हमारे उनके विचार बहुत कुछ मिलते हैं। हमने जो कुछ गुरु महाराज जी से सुना है और उससे श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत भक्त रक्षा सिद्धर गोस्वामी से सुना है, कंपेरिजन करने पर सब एक लाइन में कथाएं चलती हैं जैसे कि इन्होंने कहा था। उन लोगों ने जरा लुका छिपा करके रहस्यपूर्ण ढंग से कहा था, और मैं विकसित रूप में उसको अच्छी तरह से व्याख्या करके लोगों को समझा करके वही बातें कहता हूं। इसलिए हम लोग सब एक लाइन में हैं, वो जैसे रूपानुग हैं, हम उसी प्रकार से अपने गुरु पाद पद्म के और इन वैष्णवों के गुरु परंपरा के हम भी फॉलोअर में हैं, उनकी सेवा उसी रूप में कर। आज उनके इस प्रकट दिवस पर मैं उनके चरणों में प्रार्थना करता हूं कि उन लोगों जैसे सुंदर विचार हमारे हृदय में आए और उन लोगों की वाणी विश्व में और भी अच्छी तरह से मैं प्रचार कर सकूं, यही कह करके उनके चरणों में मैं पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करूं।
Then what? So many thousands of rupees will be lost. But
If I put him in charge, then a little bit will be lost. Therefore, you should consider, have you come for bhakti? Or have you come for money? For what reason you left your house and took sannyas? Gurudev, which said, Prabhupada said, which is superior? In one way, this is being cheated, receiving opulence from the Guru. But you devotees are receiving bhakti. It was Sri Sri Ramaj took that deeply to heart and did pranam to his Gurudev. So upon the disappearance of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Gaudiya monk became plagued by many, many disturbances. Even it happened that one fellow had fallen from a coconut tree and died of natural causes, but someone was making politics and they put Panam Gurudev and 30 to 40 brahmacharis in jail and charged them with the murder of the guy who fell from the coconut tree. That time, somehow, Panam Gurudev that time was in jail. So Panam Gurudev, there was so much disturbance in the Gaudiya monk, he left and established his own movement, that is Sri Gaudiya Vant Samiti in Calcutta. That time Sri Abhay Chalanadavinda, Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, he was one of the three who registered their names for the new society. Having registered in Calcutta, all went to Navadvip, and there in a rented house, just across from Sri, the present day Sri Devananda Gaudiya monk, they began preaching. So Srila Sri Ramaraj said to our Padma Guruji, you should take sannyas, and then you can preach. If you preach, there will be so much benefit to the world. Then Srila Sri Ramaraj said, I cannot preach, I have had enough. Therefore, you please buy me some land, and I will do solitary bhajan, and you will preach. Therefore, Padma Gurudev, he personally bought that land where the present Sri Saraswat.
Chaitanya Saraswat Man.
Chaitanya Saraswat Man. Where they are presently now, that land was bought by Panam Gurudev. You would if I could remember that. Therefore, after God Panim, Gurudev says that with Panam Gurudev and three, means Guruji, Srila Bala Maharaj, Srila Chivaka Maharaj, they would go there to the feet of Srila Srila Maharaj. And there would be so much discussion of the conception of Srila Prabhupada and the conception of Sri Rupa Goswami. The Guru said, even after Panam Gurudev disappeared, that still Gurudev and those three, Srila Bala Maharaj and Srila Chivaka Maharaj, would still go there every year after his disappearance. The Guru said, personally I would go there, so many questions we would ask. So all these, Guru said, all these stories of how Srila Srila Maharaj came to the Mahat met Panam Gurudev, that was personally told by Srila Srila Maharaj at that time. The Guru said, I am so fortunate, so much Harikatha I heard from him in all those years. Guru said he had a feeling about the Brahma Gayatri, Bhargo Devasiddhi Mahim. Bhargo means energy or power. Who is the energy or power of Krishna? That is Srimati Radhika, Bhargo Devasiddhi Mahim. You should always remember her. Then the Guru said, also I thought that another name of Srimati Radhika is Gayatri Devi. Therefore, she must be the Ishtadev of the Gayatri Mantra. The Bhagavad said, when I heard that Srila Sri Ramaj had also written a commentary, then when I read his commentary, I became very happy. Therefore, Guru said, what I heard from him and from my Param Guru, I could understand that our Param Guruji and Srila Sri Ramaj are completely in one line. The Bhagavad said, what am I doing now in this world? I am taking that conception of theirs and explaining it to people so they can also understand their conception. Both Srila Srila Maharaj and our Param Gurudev were both Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas, strict followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. And Gurudev said, I also want to follow in their footsteps. I also desire to be Rupa Nuga. Therefore Sri Gurudev said, on this day, the auspicious day of the appearance of Srila Bhakti Raksham Srila Goswami Maharaj, I pray that Param Gurudev's pure conception, that means the conception of Rupa Goswami, may enter his heart, and by the grace I may live many, many years and spread this conception all around the world. Go Premanande!
Dikshasti cheta uslokan, dikshasti cheta. Bhajan tamisham kisha bhajan apajana.
Isneti jasso giritam manasadriye.
Ek samay ki yaad mujhko yaad aa gayi. Guruji ke saath mein main गया था तो बात होने लगी।
क्या बोले?
कृष्ण की जस गिरिंग तंग मन सात दिया दीक्षास्ति चेत भजन इसका अर्थ क्या है? किसी ने पूछा तो पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज और लोगों ने कहा, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी कहते हैं कृष्णे जस गिरिंग तम मनसाग्रियत, यदि कोई कृष्ण का एक नाम कभी करता है तो उसको आदर करो। और प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं जस गिरिंग तम मनसाग्रियत दीक्षास्त चेत, यदि दीक्षा होने के पश्चात यदि नाम करता है तो उसको आदर और प्रणाम करो। केवल नाम करने वाले को नहीं तो मायावादी इत्यादि सभी करते हैं। तो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ने कहा कि नाम एक भी कोई करे तो उसको प्रणाम करो, आदर करो। और प्रभुपाद कहते हैं यदि दीक्षा हो तब किसकी बात माननी चाहिए। वहां पर जितने सन्यासी लोग थे, यहां तक कि सिद्धार्थ महाराज भी पूज्यपाद, उन लोगों ने कहा कि भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जो कहते हैं यही बात ठीक है। गुरु महाराज ने कहा आप लोगों से मैं सहमत नहीं हूं, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर को किसने पहचानवाया, आपको भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का परिचय किसने दिया? प्रभुपाद ने। आपको सब तत्व का सिद्धांत ज्ञान किसने दिया? प्रभुपाद जी। तो आप लोग भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गुरु जी से बेशी जानते हैं भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर को? क्या वो नहीं जानते थे इस, और उन्होंने इस प्रकार से व्याख्या की? इसलिए तो मैं कहता हूं प्रभुपाद जी ने सारे सिद्धांतों को हम लोगों को बतलाया है। वो जो कहते हैं वही ठीक है, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर को वही जानते हैं अच्छी तरह से, इसलिए भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का विचार प्रभुपाद कह रहे हैं दीक्षा हो तब तो उसको प्रणाम करो और उसको आदर करो, अन्यथा नहीं। सब लोग सुन करके फिर गुरु जी के बात का ही अनुमोदन किया। इसी तरह से बहुत चर्चाएं हुआ करती थी।
Prabhupada is appearing, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it appears that he is saying something different. Because he said that only when someone is chanting the name with Diksha, then we should respect. So there appears to be a contradiction. Because Thakur Bhaktivinoda is saying, one who chants one time, then we respect. But Srila Prabhupada is saying, one who chants one time with Diksha, then we respect. So which is correct? That time Srila Srila Maharaj and all the senior disciples of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they said it appears what Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, this is correct. That time Sri Panagurudev, he said, you may say that, but I am not agreeing with you. Because you should think carefully, who knows Bhakti Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Who introduced Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur to you? Who explained all his teachings? Who got complete conception of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Whole life Prabhupada served Bhaktivinoda Thakur and her. So he knows better than us Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Do you think you know more than Gurudev about the teachings of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Therefore, what Prabhupada said, this is the real conception of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because many people chant the name, and there may be Mayavadis, and maybe this, maybe that. Therefore, we cannot offer pranam. But someone chants the name with diksha, with true conception, to that person we offer our pranam. So hearing that, hearing Param Gurudev's Guru Nishtha, then all became astonished.
Thank you. Now I am requesting Sri Padmanabha Maharaj to glorify him and
Paramadvaiti
Maharaj to offer Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Prapujya Charan Sisi Madhbhakti Raksha Sridhar Goswami Maharaj.
Second, to my Shiksha and Sanyas Guru, Srila Bhakti Rakshita Devi Maharaj, and to all the other Guru Varga, Marshadas of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, whose glories are being sung incessantly by their faithful followers. Thank you so much to allow me to be here amongst you tonight in the glorification of our Parama Puja Pad, Srila Bhakti Rakshita Maharaj. It is my fortune to hear his name and to see all the devotees enthusiastically embracing the sweet nectar which has come from his lotus lip, this extraordinary poetic expression of the divine substance which flows, which appears in this world by the grace of
some of the Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu,
who has given us such an association as our dear Srila Srila Maharaj.
His language,
I had his speaking
like drama. Yes, like drama.
So
high.
First time,
yes.
1981, I was going through a very difficult time in my spiritual life because I was working on behalf of some senior in age who had been appointed spiritual masters and who were not acting according to my conviction. As real spiritual masters,
anyone can do
giving shelter to those who came to
and
them.
After his speech,
and myself
we will
being in the institution
and
with them, had no other choice than to endorse them and further their system by bringing
Namacharis
newcomers to them. In that moment of despair, not knowing where to go and what to do, being very attached to the preaching mission of my spiritual master and also the devotees I had come to associate with, I was in Mayapur when my godbrother Bhakti Sudhir Goswami invited me and told, come and meet Srila Srila Maharaj. I had to go hiding. Nice, no? Go see a beautiful woody and fight for it. So I went hiding away over the Ganges to Navadvipa and to see Srila Guru Maharaj. When I went there, he was so kind to receive us which is Darshan, which was very unique, himself always situated either in his, on his bed, outside on his veranda, or in this extraordinary sudden chair, I call it, because only in Bengal I see them, these special chairs. And he gave us his pravachan, which was very beautiful, very deep, and very heart-touching. And after he ended and he asked for a question, I said, Srila Srila Maharaj, I have a problem, could you help me with it?
Monkey. No, bird. Bird.
I asked, what am I to do if the people I work with who are in charge of myself and the life of others apparently are not very spiritually fixed? What shall I do? So then he looked at me. Oh, actually I said, when the guru is not doing his job properly. So he said, he looked at me and said, if somebody is not doing it properly, then he's not a spiritual master. So, and then he looked at me right in the eyes and he said, and if that is the situation, then what are you doing in that situation? Or what you're doing? I was struck. I was deep in my heart. It was like an arrow had been shot into it, because I was not really ready to give up the association of my friends and associates I had cultivated for many years, just simply because I couldn't do anything about the situation. But his truths, which emanated from his mouth, were so self-effulgent, there was nothing to argue about it. So I asked him, I offered my obeisances and withdrew. I went another two times in that time, 1981, but I didn't know how to digest it, sincerely speaking. It was for me like a big pill I could not digest. Even though I knew he was right, I had no doubts about it. And I accepted him as my Shiksha Guru in that moment, but a disobedient follower. So then, I was, by the grace of Srila Srila Maharaj and the arrangement, divine arrangement of Sri Sri Ashraya Vigraha, his book Sri Guru and His Grace came to my hands, maybe a year and a half later. In the meantime, I had fallen into samaya, thinking that maybe a rhythmic system would be required to save the mission of my spiritual master. As a matter of fact, I came once to Mathura and I asked Srila Narayan Maharaj what he thinks about the rhythmic system. And he looked at me and said, it doesn't exist in our sampradaya. So here was again, out of the system.
In 1982,
I went back to Mathura,
and he was
asking
you.
When I got this book, Sri Guru and His Grace, was really like,
and you told that no,
the sun will not exist in our sampradaya.
No,
because all of a sudden we could see Guru Dharma. It was a working principle, it was divinely inspired, and just because somebody doesn't fit into it for some reason, doesn't make the system less valid and less urgent, etc. I know many of you have gone through many similar situations, so you can sympathize with me. So there is Guru Tattva, it's a valid Tattva. It is a tangible, transcendental, divine rescue operation for the conditioned souls designed himself by the Supreme Personality of God and the original spiritual master. So that was so clear from this book. And I felt very much attracted. I wanted to run to Navadvipa immediately. But still I couldn't. Still things were holding me back. So I started associating with some other of the followers of Srila Srila Maharaj as much as I could. And I tried to share What Sri Guru in his grace was saying with my god brothers, I did painstakingly the job of trying to find everything Sri Guru in his grace was saying by extracting the same statement from Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And that wasn't so difficult. All the things Srila Srila Maharaj had been putting out so clearly and concisely, you could find it in Prabhupada's books. It was all over. It wasn't like a different philosophy. So I compiled this and I made a long letter to my god brothers, and I said, you know, we have to act according to Guru Shastra and Sadhu. We just can't go on acting according to our capricious whim. And things which Prabhupada started are going astray, people are unhappy, it's not working, whatever. It's a long story, you all know. Anyhow, so I put it all in Prabhupada's words. I didn't quote his name once in that book, because I knew that was a red flag, so to speak. It was political unacceptable to quote Srila Srila Maharaj. What a pain, huh? What an embarrassment. Anyhow, so I found all the points and I made them and I gave this paper to the GBC. I said, yeah, this is what we have to change in Prabhupada's movement so that it will go on happily, joyfully and can overcome the difficulties, the mistaken situation of zonal guruship, zonal proprietorship of people and things like that. And the answer was, no answer. I was put a guard. A guard. I was in my ankle right up so that I will not run away. And then there was a committee started and I was invited to that committee. And the committee said, you said if we don't change things in ISKCON you will leave. So you should have rather committed suicide than even thinking of the possibility that you could ever leave this movement. So that was the answer by senior, very serious, supposed to be man. So I was, anyhow, that all was the mercy which brought me to Srila Srila Maharaj, so to speak. Then I could understand, here we have to take measures and take our soul to a senior Vaishnava and get him to straighten out our confused head and to get something going, just like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He made such a sacrifice, he made such a wonderful effort to rescue us all. All that could not end up in an American style corporate structure which had no spiritual vision and no understanding and no love and no kindness and no humility, but it was just ruining people's spiritual life.
Come from the heart.
And then, by the grace of my god brothers, actually, I could experience that without a real sadhu in our life will be very difficult to sustain. So then we came to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivedanta Srila Maharaj. Actually, I told this story partially this morning. We had a nice festival in honor of Srila Srila Maharaj in Vrindavan. And I said that the mercy of Srila Srila Maharaj was so amazingly great that he accepted me in his ashram and in his family, even though there were threats against his life. Three letters of threatening Chaitanya Sarasvatma, threats which were very serious, and the other members in the Mahat were fearful. Said Srila Maharaj, you cannot accept him. This is too complicated. He's a very controversial person. So Srila Maharaj, and I was scared. Now, if he's not going to accept me, I just ran away. Where I'm going to be? I'm going to be nowhere. Absolutely in the nowhere zone. So I just stayed there and prayed. And Srila Maharaj gave his classes every day. And after maybe 2 weeks, he said, they only write letters, but he came here. So coming to the lotus feet of a pure devotee. It may not always be so easy. There are some trials, some difficulties, but I have absolutely no remorse, or it's all necessary experience. I think the difficulties we experience in our life, they're all blessings in disguise. They're all meant to make us more strong, more convinced, more dedicated, more careful. That it is such a long way, all the way back to home, back to God, and who knows how many tricks the mind has up its sleeves, waiting for you to try to become again proud about something. So only when you're at the feet of a pure devotee, then this pride is easy curbed by the service attitude. So Srila Bhakti Raghava Srila Mahaprabhu, he was the kindness personified.
Something more?
This is the archa.
Something more to speak? 2 minutes.
Actually, seeing and associating with him was such a beautiful experience, because we could get association from him which we had not had the opportunity to have with Srila Prabhupada, who had so many disciples and he was so busy in those days. So we could be in that environment where everything was just dedication and love. Once I went to see the yoga pit, and with another devotee friend who had come here to the Chaitanya Saraswami, but I went to the yoga pit and